This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Swaziland, a nation of 1.3 million in southern Africa, has some of the world's poorest people. 60% of the population lives on less than $1.25 a day. It is ruled as a dictatorship by the continent's last absolute monarch, King Mswati III. Trade unionists are regularly harassed and imprisoned. The main labor federation in the country, the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, Tukuswa, is banned. I talked to Wandile Juju about the situation of trade unions and democracy in Swaziland. Mr. Juju is the coordinator of the Swaziland Democracy Campaign and the Swaziland United Democratic Front. I asked him to describe the struggle for democracy in Swaziland.
There is no democracy in Swaziland, should be our first understanding. This is because of the royal supremacy and domination of the nation by the political system which is at play in the country. This then culminates to a lot of violations of human rights. For instance, the ban on political parties is still alive. Since the 12th of April 1973, political parties were banned, are still banned in Swaziland as we speak. The rights, freedom of association, freedom of movement, the media, freedom of expression, these are rights that people do not and cannot enjoy in Swaziland because of the environment and the hostile political environment that they live under.
How are the organizations you are coordinating promoting democracy in Swaziland?
We are an umbrella body of pro-democracy forces, which comprise of student organization, youth, faith-based, trade unions, and the banned political parties, as well as women's movement. Our strategy has been to mobilize, conscientize, and educate the ordinary Swazi into building a critical mass through campaigns. That has generally been our approach, as well as lobby the regional and international structures into isolating as well as supporting the pro-democracy movement activities in the region. That is generally and continue even to date to be what will define our activities, the mass mobilization as well as the regional lobbying.
In early September, during a week of action, the Congress of South African Unions, COSATU, and other labor organizations blockaded Swaziland's border crossings. Did this action help the struggle for democracy?
The recent border blockade that the Congress of South African Trade Union, together with the South African Communist Party and the ANC, has helped a great deal, in our view, in that it helped to echo the inside forces of views and activities that we were running. Because you will know that during that time, we were running what we call the Global Week of Action for Democracy, which is basically meant to profile the lack of democracy, the disrespect for human rights, the political prisoners who are languishing in jail as we speak, as well as the issue of exiles who are all over the region and the world. So we got a good mileage because of the joining by COSATU and the allies during that time. So it continues and really was quite encouraging to enjoy that kind of support. And we look forward to more of such collaborations in the region.
So what is the way forward in the struggle for democracy in Swaziland? What will happen next in the campaign for democracy?
Thanks, Mark, for that kind of question. We are, of course, busy on the ground. We're preparing for the new year. In the new year, we're looking forward into organizing the April 12th. That in April we must be up and running with campaigns, but campaigns around profiling the political significance of the 12th April ban on parties. We are also preparing for what we call a mass rally, which should take place mid-year next year, wherein we're looking forward to bringing labor, women, students, into some form of a total push. We are banking on the support that the Action for Southern Africa, ACSA, the Lay Unison here in London, the Swazi Vigil, the Zimbabwe Vigil, the Africa Conduct in Denmark, and many other unions in the region and in the continent to support us for that total push mid-year next year is what we're looking forward to ensure that we maximize our strength into some form of a game changer type of activity than to be found doing the usual and the known and expected activities. But some form of a total push is what we are trying to harness as various players on the ground.
You are currently in the United Kingdom. What is happening in the UK to support the campaign for democracy in Swaziland?
I have been here for a week through the support, the invitation by Action for Southern Africa, ACSA, the UNISM, and other civil society organizations here. The intention has been very simple. It is to mobilize Commonwealth, to lobby MPs, the British MPs, to raise Swaziland in Parliament and make Swaziland an issue. Possibly a lobby for the British government to make a statement in relation to the recent elections. But also, we want to lobby everyone here in Britain. Next year, Swaziland will participate in the Glasgow Commonwealth Games. That must be a push to suspend Swaziland's participation, because Swaziland does not meet the convention, the requirements, or say the standards of the Commonwealth, but continues to enjoy her status or her membership in the Commonwealth when she violates a lot of these human rights conventions of Commonwealth, of AU, of EU, and SADC. We were engaging various players here around Swaziland being referred to the Ministerial Action Group of Commonwealth. We are also looking at prospects of Swaziland being suspended in the Commonwealth, as well as, most importantly, trying to encourage various players into taking part in the Swaziland Democracy Campaign chapter in London, coming up with an SDC, Swaziland Democracy Campaign chapter here in London, is one of the objectives that one has been busy with in the past week. And we are encouraged that we've seen a lot of interest in the media, a lot of interest in the civil society, a lot of interest in the labor formations here. And we will encourage and are encouraging everybody to find ways, contact Action Support, Action for Southern Africa, who are sort of a secretariat of this initiative, to sort of harness the activities, strengths and weaknesses, efforts around the formulation of the SDC chapter here in England to help us inside.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help build democracy in Swaziland?
There is a lot that unions in England and the world can do. One, they must understand that the Trade Union Congress to COSWA has been banned. It's a one-year-old federation which was an effort to unite various labor federations into one. Unfortunately, His Majesty's government banned it. This has been an issue in ILO. We call for the support at the International Labor Organization Forum. We also call for the isolation of His Majesty's government. And that call in most countries can be done by labor unions, by unions. So that is one. The second issue is the lobbying of governments. the English government, the European Union, to hold Swaziland accountable for her human rights her very bad human rights violation record. If you can check with Amnesty International records, Swaziland's record is not very good. But also, material, technical, and practical support need to be given to the Swazi forces, to all forces that support Swaziland. We really are humbly pleading for support. Financial, technical, material support must be given to these forces, must be given to the players inside Swaziland to help ensure. But lastly, the isolation of Swaziland by various governments, European Union and individual respective governments, could and should be one of the items, the agenda, so that we push His Majesty to do two things: unban of political parties, which will come with the release of political prisoners, the return of exile, the scraping away of all oppressive laws, in particular the Suppression of Terrorism Act of 2008, the 2005 Constitution, the 1963 Public Order Act. These are all legislative, a hostile legislative framework, which His Majesty has used to kind of violate and oppress Swazis. We need to support the call for an all-inclusive national political dialogue in Swaziland. So this is the support that the workers of the world, these are the demands that the workers of the world may and can push in support in the next year or so. It is most likely it could be realized. That is our call, that is our ask, that we forward to the rest of the world.